As we know, Lourdes is celebrating the 150th anniversary of the apparitions of 1858 of the Blessed Virgin Mary to Bernadette Subaru. And the plans for next year have been put in place, and they have been in operation since at least 2004, and obviously now the momentum is building up considerably. And the theme of a Jubilee year is a biblical theme, when people come together to celebrate a wonderful event in the life of a community, in the life of a church, and therefore next year the 150th anniversary has been designated the Jubilee Year. The Jubilee Year, as Bishop John has said, begins this year on the 8th of December, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, and will run for 12 months right through until the 8th of December 2008. And it's a time when we can look at the story of Lourdes, when we can highlight the message of Lourdes and how that is relevant for the church and the world today. And with that in mind, the Bishop of Lourdes, of Tarbes Lourdes, Bishop Perrier, has named 12 missions that he feels that the story of Lourdes carries in a very competent way, 12 aspects of the message that are in keeping with the mission of the church today in the 21st century. And I just name the 12 mission statements for you. The mission of the church with volunteers and workers for the service of others. The mission of the church in relation to Mary. The mission of the church in relation to young people. The mission of the church in relation to Christian unity. The mission of the church in relation to the call for conversion. The mission of the church in relation to sick people. The mission in church of the church in relation to people with disabilities. The mission of the church in relation to different nations. The mission of the church in relation to peace. And the mission of the church nourished by the Eucharist. The mission of the church in relation for interfaith dialogue, and the mission of the church in relation to the marginalised. And as you know, those of you who are familiar with Lourdes know that each year in the past, Lourdes has had one theme, and that theme was highlighted right throughout the year by the various pilgrimage groups, in particular the groups coming from the United Kingdom and from Ireland. And the season of 2007, our theme was Be Reconciled with God. And as I say, next year there isn't one theme, but the 12 mission statements that Bishop Perrier has proposed. And each group that goes to Lourdes next year is invited to take up one of those mission statements that they feel is relevant to their own pilgrimage. And for example, Mr. Richard King will speak in a few moments about the pilgrimage of the HCPT, the Pilgrimage Trust, in relation to the mission working with people with disability, and the mission for Christian unity. Father Graham Rowlands will address that in relation to their pilgrimage, which will take place next September. And as I say, groups are invited to take up one of those themes or an aspect of the theme for the year. And the Jubilee Year will be a very special year for many different reasons. For the Jubilee, new programmes have been pronounced to be highlighted during the year. Another example, the HCPT, the Pilgrimage Trust, will have a conference next November entitled Called by Name. And there will be several key speakers there, again highlighting the dignity of each person, but Richard will address that in a more fuller way in a few moments. The Jubilee will be opened, a solemn opening in December of this year, with a conference on dedicated to people working with volunteers. Lourdes is a place that could not survive without the volunteers who come from many nations throughout the year to help with the service of Lourdes, which is a service primarily to the sick and for all those seeking a deeper relationship with God. Another proposal for next year is the Jubilee Way. And for those again who are familiar with Lourdes, you are familiar with the Way of Bernadette, which invites pilgrims to walk around the old town, visiting the places associated with Bernadette and her family and her times. Bishop Perrier has proposed the Jubilee Way, which comprises of four stopping points: the oratory of the old hospital, the baptismal font in the parish church, the Cascio, and finally the grotto. And pilgrims are invited to make that as part of their pilgrimage when they visit Lourdes next year for the Jubilee year. And those four places will be available for groups to have a service, be it a mass or a prayer service, at each of the places, in order to have a better sense and a better understanding of the message of Lourdes. There are some publications available for the Jubilee year, and Mr. Frank Johnson from New City Publications is preparing a book that will be published very shortly. The artistic side of Lourdes is also very important, the visual. Lourdes is not just a mental exercise, but it's also a physical and a visual experience. And for the Jubilee year, there will be the unveiling of a new display of the Mysteries of Light, and they are going to be placed in front of the Rosary Basilica, and they are that work is in progress at the moment. Helping us to use our five senses to experience and to know God. As well as that, there will be decorations and ways to help us connect with God along what we call the Jubilee Way, from St. Michael's Gate down onto the Rosary Square and under the arches to the grotto. Again, highlighting various aspects of the Gospel and of the message of Lourdes. Another very important part of Lourdes, but in particular of the Jubilee year, is the international dimension of Lourdes. Lourdes is in France, situated there at the foot of the Pyrenees, but it's not like France. It's an international town, a worldwide town, where nations from all over the world come together to pray, to seek God, to give thanks, and to ask for particular intentions.